You're tuned to Jazz Oasis. I'm Steve, and this week, Tad Dameron leads us off. There is Ned Adderley and the crew from March 1959, a piece called Accents, comes off a package on the Riverside label called Much Brass. It had Ned Adderley on cornet, and I don't know if you were paying any attention, but in sort of the landscape from left to right, Slide Hampton was there on the left side on trombone, Layman Jackson was to the right on the tuba, and Nat was in the middle, unless I put my ears on the wrong foot here this morning when I woke up. Nat right down the middle, Wynton Kelly on piano, Sam Jones bass, Tootie Heath on the drums. Again, from March 1959, Accents by Nat Adderley. Let's go to the top of the set. We started with Tad Dameron and his orchestra from April 1949 on the Capitol label, and Focus. Miles Davis was there on trumpet, J.J. Johnson trombone, Sahib Shahab on alto, Benjamin Luncey on tenor, Cecil Payne baritone, Tad Dameron piano, John Collins guitar, Curly Russell bass, Kenny Clark on the drums. Focus. We followed with Bill Evans and a solo piece from September 1968, Midnight Mood, off a package on the Verve label called Bill Evans Alone, and that brought us to Nat Adderley. You're tuned to Jazz Oasis. Program is a showcase for the music we call modern jazz. We call it modern because it's only 60 years old. On this next set, let's put a nickel in the jukebox and listen to some shorties.
We'll be right back. Thank you. Thank you.
Red Garland, teamed with Eddie Lockjaw Davis, goes back to December of 1959. And When Your Lover Is Gone, Sam Jones there on the bass, Art Taylor on the drums. And it rounds out our set. We'll head to the top. We started out with Dizzy Gillespie, a 16-piece big band with Kenny Clark on the drums, the arrangement by Tad Dameron and Cool Breeze. Dizzy, the leader there, December 1947 on the RCA label. It's a tune that Buddy Rich was getting a lot of miles out of that particular time. Dizzy Gillespie and the big band. Then we listened to Miles Davis for the Savoy label and Little Willie Leaps, August 1947. Charlie Parker on alto, John Lewis piano, Nelson Boyd bass, Max Roach on the drums. We followed up with Duke Jordan for the Prestige label, January 1954. Jardou was the name of it. Duke Jordan piano, Gene Ramey bass, Lee Abrams on the drums. We also listened to Lenny Tristano, late recording, from 1961 on the Atlantic label. It's called The New Lenny Tristano, and You Don't Know What Love Is. And we wrapped it up, Red Garland, Eddie Lockjaw Davis once again, When Your Lover Is Gone. You're tuned to Jazz Oasis. I'm Steve. Program is a showcase for the music we call modern jazz. We call it modern because it's only 60 years old. Our timeline is essentially from 1944 to 1964. Let's put another nickel in the jukebox and see what comes up. Thank you.
Thank you.
Here's Stan Getz and company wrapping up a set of tenor players. Let's go to the top. We started with Eddie Lockjaw Davis from 1948 on the Sitting In With label, piece called Maxi Waxy, who I assume must have been a vintage disc jockey. Along with Eddie on tenor, you had Shad Collins, Milt Larkins, Rudy Williams, Dave McRae, and a rhythm section. After that, we listened to Eddie Lockjaw Davis again, little tenor organ, Tickle Toe, from April 1955, Doc Bagby on the organ, Charlie Rice on the drums. Then we listened to a pair by Illinois Jacquet, first Robin's Nest on the Apollo label, from May 1947, with Jacquet on tenor, Joe Newman trumpet, Leo Parker baritone, Sir Charles Thompson piano, Al Lucas bass, and Shadow Wilson on the drums. And then a 16-piece big band on the Aladdin label featuring Illinois Jacquet, a thing called For Europeans Only. And he had a lot of help here. In addition to Illinois Jacquet, you had Miles Davis, Fats Navarro, Joe Newman, Leo Parker, Dickie Wells, Bill Doggett, and Tad Dameron doing the arranging. Then we listened to a pair by Stan Getz from December 1950 on the Roost label, a piece called For Stompers Only, Horace Silver piano, Joe Calloway bass, Walter Bolden on the drums. And then we wrapped it up with a piece called Five Brothers on the New Jazz label from April 1949. That was under Stan's name. And I guess it was sort of a reincarnation of Woody Herman's famous Four Brothers. Here, the brothers are Zoot Sims, Al Cohn, Alan Eager, and Brew Moore, all on tenors, and Stan on the baritone, Walter Bishop Jr. on piano, Gene Ramey bass, and Charlie Perry on the drums. And that's just about got it for this week's Jazz Oasis. Remember, the program is a showcase for the music we call modern jazz. I'm Steve. To take us on out this week, let's call on Bill Evans. Once again, we'll see you next time.